Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Go on. And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Of course, he's got Sterling Shepard out there, his old college teammate. But he's not going to have a chance. Oh, yes, he is. He fights through the sack. Looking for first down yard. Oh, my goodness, he's done it again. Oh, that is pure Baker Mayfield. Absolute Baker at his best. He broke a couple of tackles. They had him for a sack. Then they had him at least 8 yards short of the first. He fought through them all.
Well, that was the play of the game yesterday.
Might third be play 14, of the year, Steiny.
Baker Mayfield looks like he's going to get sacked. He gets out of it, gets 14 yards plus. They get a first down. They score on the next play and makes it a 27-19 game. And the 49ers, obviously a devastating loss, not just to the Buccaneers, Goo, but they lose Fred Warner.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here telling you this, Steiny, and nobody's asking, Niner fans asking my thoughts, but the bottom line is you lose Bosa, okay, that hurts. I mean, that really hurts, but you could fall back on 5-4, Fred Warner. But, Steiny, to lose him in the fashion that they did with everything that's going on with these rash injuries, I'm telling you this, guys, and this is just sports-related, so don't take this out of context because I respect death. But, Steiny, that game felt like somebody died the whole rest of the way. And I know the Niner players were trying to win it for Fred, but where do you go from here? I mean, damn, you lose Bosa, and now you're telling me Fred's gone for the year, and now these youngsters are there to swim for themselves, Steiny, and we'll see. I'll say this. I'm not a shield. They had a chance to still win the game. So we're talking about so many different things. I know you're like, come on, Goo, did they? But they did. It was 20-19.
They never led in the second
half. I got you. But they didn't get. So you're telling me that game 30-19 felt like it was worse than that? Because they just couldn't stop Tampa Bay, Steiny.
I mean,
I'm trying to find some positives. Help me out, but if you're keeping it real, I got you.
No, I mean, they've won a lot of games that maybe they would have been on the losing end of, and this game they're hanging on, but they can't really make any plays. As for Fred Warner, I mean, you say where do you go from here?
That's my thing. Where, Steiny? I don't know.
Well, this is where I think we as devastating as it is.
Talk to me.
This they got to deal with it. I mean, they have 11. More games left. They're still in first place in the division. So yeah, now you lost Warner, you lost Bosa. It's next man up. Now you're not going to be as good, and you're going to have to figure a lot out. But
this is like Steph going down, Steiny. If Bosa wasn't, you know what I mean? When he went down in that Minnesota series, it was finito. And I know it's different sports, but help me today because that's what it feels like defensively. This was the guy, he was your quarterback that called the plays, stopped the run, snuffed stuff out. And they really didn't get it, Baker, the all game. Every time they needed something, they got it.
Can they beat the Falcons Sunday?
I don't know.
Well, I think they can. But that's
I'm
the
not
way
saying
the season.
They can't.
Look, that's the way the season's going to go. And say what you want. They're devastated by injury, but they're going to get some players back, you think, in the next couple weeks. And then you just try to win as many games as you can. And if it's got to be gritty, it's got to be gritty. And if it's, got to be with second line players, you got to try to figure it out. But this is where I do think that the NFL, like the players and the coach, that, not that they don't care. Yeah. Of course they care. Right. And losing Warner is going to take its toll. But you got to keep playing. And still in first place. And you still have games on the back end of this schedule that are winnable.
But now, I love that you brought that up. You tell me if I'm wrong here, Steiny. The Niners did have the benefit of a lower end or a lower end schedule. Now with these injuries to the guys named Fred Warner and Bosa's and Brock Purdy, we don't know when he's coming back. Now I don't feel like they're layups anymore. Because I don't know what to expect this Sunday against Atlanta defensively and for the rest of the year with all these youngsters back there. And now Bethune, you got to be the new Fred Warner. Like, this is a big blow is all that I'm saying.
No doubt. But would you rather have Buffalo on the schedule, the Packers on the schedule, the Eagles on the schedule, whoever else is in Washington, if they're, their health. I mean, came out before the season and you just got to figure out, a way to win. Without your frontline players, and now they got to figure out what to do next week. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? Thought Mac Jones was gutsy again.
Wasn't bad. Yeah.
I mean, my question.
It's Brock's job, Steiny. When he's healthy, you got to go. But is he going to be healthy this Sunday? Mac Jones was sacked 6 times, Steiny.
Yeah.
This O-line needs to be rebuilt. And you can't do that within the season. But that's my takeaway. The Niners, tell me if I'm wrong or doing too much, Steiny. I felt like defense, and I didn't even have a lot of expectation for Tampa Bay defensively because I thought they could be had with what Seattle did. But I believe Tampa Bay dominated both lines of scrimmage. But yet the Niners were there to, Vita Veda with the stupid running into the punter penalty. I was thinking the magic is still there. Maybe they can pull this thing out, and they couldn't block.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it as though, there were times in that game where I felt like the Niners, I mean, even Romo talked about, boy, that's like their 8th out of 9 lives, whether it was the kicker for the Bucs missing the one that could have put them up scores, or whether it was the fumble that Mac Jones had that they reversed, that allowed the 49ers to punt deep into the Bucs territory, whether it was... what was the other play where, they had a shot to stop Mayfield.
That was play of the year. And I know we're only through week 6, but Steiny, that was a hell of a play, man.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, they got the break on the Vita Vea, roughing the punter, which gave them another first down where they had a chance to do something. And then Mac Jones throws an interception on a 4th and 5. Should have been a 4th and 1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mooney,
yeah, that was
flagged
big.
With a penalty.
That was big.
Then they throw an interception, and then on that play, Trent Williams.
Did you have a problem with Kyle on that 4th and 6 that culminated in a Brock Purdy, Mac Jones interception? Did you have a problem with him maybe taking the points and then kind of D'ing up and seeing if you can get a turnover or stop? I know Keyshawn Johnson and all the Monday morning quarterbacks are on Kyle's neck for that, but. At this point when you're down, maybe Kyle was like, we're not going to stop him. Because, Steiny, you're right. The game was close. And I'm like, how is it this close? Because it feels like Tampa can do whatever they want. Well, Rashad White was running hard, but the Niners, Stoney, they're running game. 17 for 54 yards for McCary, 3.2 a pop, but what happened? What has happened to the Niners' running game?
Well, it's not good, and it probably has to do with their offensive line mostly, and then a little bit probably with has to do with Christian McCaffrey. No, but now that you asked, no, when it went from 4th-and-1 to 4th-and-6, yeah, I was surprised they went for it at that point because a field goal at least keeps it an 8-point game.
Because Pinero can't miss right now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru asked the question, where do we go from here? And where we go is Santa Clara on Sunday, and you get a game against the Falcons, and you try to get to 5-2. And
what about upstairs? Do you make a trade now? Remember, you were thinking maybe we could replace Bosa. Is that off the table?
I don't even know now. I mean, to me, I feel like Warner's so important that can you even replace him? I don't know. And I don't know if you're talking about replacing Warner or replacing Bosa. Hey, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 o'clock. Mm. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be open with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. That's 957thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.